As your need to experience in calculated time passes into relative unimportance, the momentum of your experiences of the new paradigm will flow smoothly into a release of the materialistic mode that holds you tightly within the powers of the deviant perpetrators. It is the pursuit of the creation of your personal fiefdoms and the competition to create one of the greater opulence and grander physical pleasures that you have been trapped. These are the empty promises to fill the void of imbalance that you feel within. Subliminal messages are planned within all the advertisements to feed your materialistic addictions. The tangled and layered morass of information and lies is reminiscent of the fable of the lion and the mouse. The lion of humanity lies staked to the earth, held fast by the net of distraction of the conscious mind. In the story, it took a tiny mouse to chew through the ropes to release the lion. In our version of the story, it's the radio talk show, the available internet information, and the publication of books and tapes that constitute the mouse. The information shared is based on personal experience and researches of archives of information available to any that care to take advantage of it. The integrity of the net is threatening to give way. Once released, the lion is then unaware of the power of this tiny mouse, so anything could happen. Unfortunately, there are more nets in place unless we take charge of the storyline and change the scenario. The point of these messages is to encourage and to inform, not educate in the format as it is practiced. There are no subliminal subversive intentions hidden within them. Each of you has programmed within the deep levels of your awareness the memory of the purpose you came into this lifetime to accomplish. We are simply keeping our agreement to remind you and to give you guidance and direction to your actions. When the focus is on reacting to what is perceived as imminent danger, then momentum is lost. It is our agreed function to share the view that we are privileged to have from a dimensional encompassing a greater vision of this situation. We view energy patterns in movement in holographic display, and we can model the various possibilities available. This is an advantage. It is the purpose of this information to share what is allowed within the universal laws governing free will with as much clarity as possible. We find allegorical stories are remembered and applied to overall understanding most effectively. We are limited to those available through the experiences of the translator of this information. It is the dictation-translation-transcription process, with the translation portion being the most critical component. It is important that this person continue to input information to enhance the available database. Guidance is provided to appropriate materials. It is within the allowable guidelines to bring to your attention deviations within these patterns that can be corrected because it is your free will decision whether or not to do so. The problem of getting information to you is massive indeed. Face-to-face discussions are not possible for many reasons, but mostly because the victim martyrdom is not in our experience pattern and that would be the end result. Therefore, we have at this process a more effective way, though there is no two-way exchange possible at this time, and it's not necessary. It's also possible for us to bring much information into the awareness of those committed to the project. Through the acceptance of the commission and commitment to participate and see it through, the energy matrix of each changes, and this is observed. This opens a line of communication and also results in a chain of activity within the interdimensional sleep states. These changes are reflected in the outer dimensional activities during the day. Many changes in these lives will be noted, from the mundane to major shifts in attitudes and choice of activities. As mental and physical activities change, the intent and commitment becomes more focused, and a spiral effect begins to occur within the levels of consciousness. You are supported in this process. It is with trepidation that we bring to your attention that the open communication lines are now under greater control, and it is their intention to identify those yet unknown individuals who disseminate information that counters their plans. As yet, it is in the identification process and has not moved beyond its retribution. This is because there are purposes for allowing you the privilege to do what you are doing that are not known to all levels of oppression. The word identification process is being further expanded. We suggest strongly that you edit your verbal and written conversations. Book wording can be read electronically, but titles especially are being processed. If suspicious, then the forward epilogue portions are to be reviewed. Expect bookstore chains to be contacted and told to remove titles from the shelves, and raids to take place at wholesale or distributor levels as the next step. Hopefully they will be discriminating and take only certain individual items. However, that has not been the pattern. This will limit your freedom to print and distribute freely, so creativity must be used in the wording of titles, forwards, and endorsement information. It suggests the possibility of setting up alternative locations and different names with books, likely to pass through the first two tests. This might be considered as possible joint efforts if the hurdle of profit sharing can be worked through. If reprints are being considered or new books or tapes, these considerations may be important. Creativity and promotional copy will be challenging. Intuitive inspiration is available upon request. Smile. You're on the winning side.